so far.
I'm just looking a snood.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Cold one tonight, isn't it? Right.
How are we doing? It is lovely to be with you this Thursday morning, I think, on the history of waffle recordings. Never has one been done so early, but I thought, do you know what? There's no time like the present. No time like this beautiful morning. And listen, I hope you have a great day. We are a couple of games away from the split, which seems pretty mental. Looking at the league table, most teams have about four games to go until the split, until things really, really get exciting. Over the last couple of weeks, what has been exciting us all, I think, is just what is going on at the top of this league. Now, okay, I'm not going to be that guy to be like, it's a one-horse race. Larne are looking very, very impressive. Only conceded 16 goals, which is wild. But I love the idea of this three-horse race. And it is exciting. And let's talk about it. But anyway, how are you? You're joined just myself today, Connor. Big John and I will be back next Tuesday. And hopefully the preceding Tuesdays until the end of the year. And some personal news. We've been busy little bees. I've moved house. I am delighted to say this is the debut pod from the new abode, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. But it's just, do you know when you move house and it's all those awkward things like your Wi-Fi and getting to meet the neighbours, which I haven't done, but well, I'll keep you up to date on that. And it just posting and getting walls knocked down and the floor taken up and blah blah blah, all this kind of stuff. So I'm in the midst of that. So apologies for the lack of really hearing from us. We've been enjoying a couple of bits of action over the last couple of weeks. We were 2 or 3 weeks ago at Dungannon. Oh, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A late couple of goals there and a 2-2 draw. And then last weekend for John's big 30th. I know. So young. We were at Loch Awe v the Crusaders. And yeah, it was just lovely. I think if you haven't been to Loch Awe, let me tell you about the social club. It's warm, it's comfortable, there's an open fire, television, a couple of beers, a couple of packets of crisps. Like, you cannot go wrong. So we had a lot of fun. The game wasn't great. You know, it just was one of those winterish affairs, but the fun was had. And listen, that's all you really want. So anyway, the big action was the other night. A surprise. Well, I say it was a surprise because I do think it was a surprise. Cliftonville 0, Linfield 3. What do we have to say? Well, in the first half, not too much happened, but the Blues got back on track. I, looking pre-match and looking at the table and looking at how Cliftonville have been getting on, I was beginning to really favour them and fancy them. And just after Linfield had come from playing Coleraine, losing heavily up there, it was just surprise. Like, I'm going to say fair play to Linfield. And it's happened a couple of times recently where they have needed to win, gone to solitude and won. I think there's a wee bit of a hoodoo maybe there. I don't know. But what a result that is, and how that maybe elevates Linfield now in their pursuit of Larne, just being 1 point behind them. It's tremendous. It really, really is exciting. I don't know what your plans are whenever whenever the split begins in March, but this has the potential to be maybe the best split ever. And let me tell you why, for a few reasons. I think, let's look at the bottom of the table first, okay? There's potentially going to be that there's potentially going to be that fight for finishing seventh, okay? So who can get that potentially extra European spot? Now, that's a good question. I think, and looking at the table, I'm going to add Coleraine into this because they're in 35. Then Carrick on 34, Loughall on 32, I'm allowing Glenavon on 30, and are we going to say Dungannon with 28? I don't know. Maybe we'll leave Dungannon out. But Coleraine, Carrick, Loughall and Glenavon, there's four teams going for spot, well, 6 and 7. In a post-split, that is so enticing and so exciting. Never mind the two at the very bottom in Ballymena and Uri that need to get as many points as possible. And we'll see what happens there, but there are some super, super big games towards the end of the pre-split. A lot to get our little teeth into in the meantime. My eyes immediately are drawn to whatever that last game week is, which is Saturday the 23rd of March, just as that last pre-split game. When I think it's sort of evenly split between the top six and bottom six not meeting each other, which is okay. But the reason to get excited by the split in that top tier, well, let me give you three names: Larne, Linfield and Cliftonville. How exciting knowing that they are all playing each other again. Those last five games, and any of those three teams could win it. Now, Larne are looking good. Larne are looking very, very impressive. They've conceded 16 goals. Like, 16. Like, they're better at saving than Martin Lewis. It is impressive. My concern would be if you can shut Larne out. I think a few times I've seen them this year, and they've found it a wee bit harder than those other teams around them to get goals. But they still have the firepower, and they have the reinforcements on the bench. Do you know what? I'm maybe being very, very picky saying that. They have one loss all season. Like, Tiernan, I remember there used to be doubts around Tiernan. Was he the right guy? All this investment had come in. All the money was there. And Tiernan's at the wheel. Do you know what? See when they win the Irish Cup this year? Oof. Now, John Ladd, we talked about that, let me off for saying that, but I have real expectations that they will put all their eggs in that basket, that when they win the Irish Cup this year, or very likely are too, Tiernan will have given them everything they wanted. Tiernan will go to Kenny and say, listen, you've asked, and just like the, I was going to say postman, I have delivered. So, yeah, okay. Looking at that top three, it is just exciting. It is just exciting just to see Larne, Linfield and Cliftonville. And knowing how tightly they've kept all with one another, it's just so exciting. So I would encourage you. Those last five games of the season are going to be amazing. Glens aren't going to make it easy for any of those teams, less so Linfield. But Crews, we'll talk about the Crews probably more so next time. A lot of big changes are going to happen there. I think this off-season for the Crews is going to be really interesting. Obviously, since we last spoke, the news that Baxter is going to leave. Paul Heatley as well at the end of the season has said he's going to leave. So those are our top five. Sixth will, at the minute, is Coleraine. It could be someone else. And they will create a bit of bother for those other sides ahead of a European playoff. But those, an interesting thing potentially could be here that those top three sides in Larne, Linfield and Cliftonville have been phenomenal this season. I mean, they deserve to be there. Way more impressive than any other team. Stats way, way better. Just super impressive. Super impressive. The thinking is that one of those teams might not even make Europe this year. And there are three hottest teams right now. We want them, you know, surely we want them all to be there. We want our best teams competing in Europe, getting into that group stage, let's hope. So I'm looking at the table and I am just intrigued. We have 8 games to go, 3 games before the split, where this is going to end up. And if you can tell me, you can win a mug, exactly how these 12 are going to fit. We have the last fixtures of February this weekend, and it starts with a tasty wee number, Larne Glens, Friday night. And this is what I love about the Irish League, is everything that we can talk about, everything that we can just sort of get excited about, like Larne looking good, they've obviously a game in hand, they're a point ahead, and then the Glens could go there and do a job. I'm thinking of Paddy McLean overhead kick in the 90th minute. We've seen it before, and to entice us even further and further and further, the longer we can keep this as a 3-horse race, I'm excited. I'm in. I think also intrigues so many people who maybe have a tinge of interest in the league to see, and you're not seeing it maybe in other areas of Europe, when PSG and PSV and all these teams are just running away with the league. Bayer Leverkusen, although those are exciting, some of them. But here we have 3. Out of 12 teams, a quarter of them are running with the potential to win the league. Where would you get it? Other games on Saturday, Cruise Glenavon. Interesting one. Dungannon, Cliftonville. I remember a few years ago, Cliftonville could not get a win against Dungannon. Whatever. So, could be interesting potential banana skin for them. Linfield at home to Ballymena. You'd expect a home win. Loughgall, Carrick. Yeah, give it to me. That's something to get excited about. And the last one is Newry against Corian. How exciting. The weekend ahead, we're spoiled. I and my dear friend John will be back to talk to you all about the actions and the ongoings of this weekend. If you are going to a game, I hope you have a really good time. I hope you enjoy. We're seeing some standout performances from a couple of players this season that I just think will have big careers. So enjoy them in these last 8 or 9 games, because the likes of Ben Wilson, the likes of potentially Ronan Hill, the likes of Lee Bonus, these are guys that are super impressive, and holding on to them right now and enjoying their talent is awesome. You have a really good week and a really good weekend. It's been lovely to be just chatting this morning. And listen, we'll speak with you on Tuesday. Take it easy, Wafflers.